you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from John chapter 11, verse 35. And for many of you, you might already know what this is. It's the shortest verse in the Bible. It's Jesus wept. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday. It's finally Wednesday. It's hump day. It's June 26, 2024. Countdown to Tolono Fun Days, 2 days away. Yes. It begins this Friday, the 28th at 5 p.m. And I have a special guest in the studio. She's Mrs. Tolono Fun Days. In fact, she's been so involved with that great work for the community of Tolono and all the surrounding areas. And so, exciting, family-friendly, fun event for you to come out and enjoy with friends, relatives, neighbors, co-laborers, colleagues, anyone you know. There's something for everyone, and Diane's going to talk all about it. Now, many of you are familiar with Diane's voice. She's on a number of network stations with Stevie J. Stevie J Broadcasting,
right? That's right.
So, Diane, we had to do very little show prep. Actually, she just showed up and we're ready to go.
Here I am.
I'm looking at a sheet of paper. She's been involved in broadcasting for about 35 years, since 1989.
I was only 10 years old.
Yeah, your first gig.
Not really. K-104 back in the day.
K-104, and you've been with the WSJK ESPN 93.5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I've heard you a number of times with Stevie J. You just really gel and do really
Thank
well
you.
Together. And I'll tell a quick little story before we talk about
two different things.
Tolono Fun Days starting Friday, and also the Champaign County Freedom Celebration. You're going to want to know all about that.
For
because
the 4th of July.
That gets you pumped up.
Oh, yeah.
You and your whole family.
It's the premier patriotic party. I mean, this is like the show for our area.
Mm-hmm.
The fireworks are so good. And the parade and the 5K. I mean,
Something for everyone.
I know you had a story, though. Was it about Stevie J and you interacting?
No, this was about how I first kind of got connected with you, I think 3-4 years ago. I think it was at the very beginning of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an event at Lincoln Square Mall.
Yeah.
It was a prayer rally mobilizing people in various churches. I think 7 or 8 different presenters, pastors were on stage. You were emceeing the event, encouraging
people. If you want to call
people.
It a stage, it was more like a cherry picker.
Yeah, that's right.
We were like way up high. Because of the COVID stuff, we were all spread out all over the parking lot where you find Urbana's Market at the square at Lincoln Square. But what a great gathering.
Yeah, I think it was about 400 or 500 people. Mm-hmm. And what I loved about it was the diversity.
Yes.
Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, people from different denominations. Life experiences all coming together to pray. And in fact, that was the catalyst for me to launch the Ministry Leaders Luncheon because I thought, look at all these pastors and all these different congregations coming together. How can I keep those pastors connected and working together for a greater good?
Boy, and to think the spiritual food that they need, Mark, I'm so glad you do that. And that's what, the first Thursday of the month?
Except this time,
the 4th of July.
Because of the 4th of July, so it's July 11th. But it's going to be Willie Comer. Yeah.
I'm excited about that. He's a great guy. He is. And I think he was a part of our roots of all this when we were helping those just kind of come through this pandemic. And we knew with the Lord guiding us that we could make it through. And to be such an inspiration for these pastors, it's really meant a lot. And of course, at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have Christian FM 95.3. Mm-hmm. Q96 is our top 40 cluster. You'll hear me doing a shift over on US 105.9. Our country station right now, working on a lot for the Champaign County Fair. It's just a month away or so. We'll have Josh Turner on stage. So we're doing ticket giveaways for all of that. He has a great hit called Me and God that we love to play. We also have, of course, ESPN 93.5, where you mentioned Stevie and I are on.
Yeah.
And Stevie and I, really, I'm the youngest of 6 Ducey kids in Tolono. So he was friends with my brother, Michael. Michael runs Deuce Construction. When the early 70s, when Tolono Fun Day started to take shape, it really was my sister Susan Ducey, who is an old Girl Scout from back in the day. She even has a 60-year pin still involved in Girl Scouts today in the area where she lives in Washington, D.C. But she wanted the town to come together with a kind of a patriotic parade, and the kids would put streamers on their bicycle handlebars and the little card on your, remember the spokes back in the day. And we would just have a patriotic party in Tolono. We brought together the fire department and things like that. And we've been working on things. Deuce Construction had a float. So I remember stuffing the tissue paper and the chicken wire and stuff like that.
Do they still do that in high schools?
I don't think so. I think they just kind of roll it out and order it online and stuff. What the heck? In any case, Tolono Fun Days kind of goes back to those days, back in the mid-70s. So.
And you have the fireworks.
Yes.
I know a few years ago when the Singing Men sang and we had a lovely time, and then we sang the national anthem and then you launched the fireworks.
That last note of the national anthem. Oh, it's giving me goosebumps for Saturday night. I hope it all works out well on the 29th, because that flag raising ceremony or lowering ceremony and the national anthem is all part of it. And to get the scouts involved, the church organizations, the administration, the service groups, it's just a great way to put a centerpiece on our town and say, hey, come 8 miles south of Champaign on Route 45 or Neal Street and enjoy our Tolono Fun Days.
So it gets launched this Friday night. That's the 28th at 5 p.m. So kind of walk us through some of the program, what people can expect, and why this is such a great family-friendly gathering.
I'd love to, Mark. Thank you. Well, camping is new this year. And that's family friendly, obviously, and a family friendly movie that we'll be showing at Eastside Park. Both of those events are Eastside Park. Now, we'd like you to register. All these things are available at TolonoFundays.org, and you can have a pup tent, and we'll just mark off your area and you strike your own tent. You have your own little campsite. That's like the minimal amount of dollars is $20 or whatever. And it's all a donation to our festival fund. Then you can get pizza delivered at your campsite. You can also have us set up a 6-person tent and take it down in the morning by 10 a.m. and have a couple of Monocle's pizzas delivered. And we'll have the Casey's breakfast with the coffee and donuts and bananas for you. So we have these different levels, the red, white, and blue and stars and stripes levels for the camping.
And the hassle-free, where you just come and show up and it's done for you. That's enticing.
Exactly. Eastside Park is also where the finale of the golf cart parade will happen. So we have a little circle drive kind of in Eastside Park on the east side of Tolono off Walnut and Central. And that'll be kind of fun for everybody who's camping or hanging out there getting ready for the movie to see all these. Usually it's about 30 to 40 entries of these twilights on the twinkling golf carts. And some of them are all festive.
People are all in on it.
And I know there's this one lady doing a Mickey Mouse theme, and she said, I've been collecting these over the years, and I'm going to just hand them out after the parade's over and try to get rid of my Mickey Mouse collection, which some of those could be worth something. Yep, I don't know.
Well, I know a couple of years ago when we were there, my family and I, there were people I were meeting from Danville, from Springfield, Decatur. So this draws people from all over Central Illinois.
I just get so involved running around and making announcements and thanking sponsors that I just sometimes forget that this is really fun. My family calls it No Fun Day because they never see me. I just stick something in the crock pot and call it good. Actually, we have lots of food, and the tennis courts are full of these fair vendors. Kohler's fries, for instance, the corn dogs, the lemon shake-ups, the Kona ice, and all of that. But we have pork sandwiches that are prepared with Sean Talbot as our grill master and pit master. And he'll be, thanks to Rick Bates over in Villa Grove at the Country Market, and we also had Dutch Valley Meats donating a lot of this meat. So when we sell a $10 sandwich, again, that goes back to the fireworks fund for us to replenish that. Now, one thing I didn't mention on Friday night yet is the 5 to 9 p.m. zip lining.
Zip lining?
Yes.
Is this a first?
It is.
Oh.
And we have a bungee trampoline that's called Extreme Air. You know, they put it on your belt or something, and you can do these flips when you're jumping so that you're higher in the air, and you can. So I definitely won't be doing that either. This is all stuff that I just have aged out of.
That's a good one. We've aged out of, yes, exactly. Yes.
And the rock climbing wall also. So that's from 5 to 9. And we're running towards the end of our unlimited wristband, really 24 hours if you want to purchase an unlimited ride wristband for $25. Otherwise, it's going to be $10 to do these experiences one time. So on the night of, we're not going to do the wristbands that night.
Now, can they find out more at TolonoFunDays.org?
Yes.
TolonoFunDays.org. Plan ahead.
Exactly.
Get those unlimited rides and activities or plan what you want to bring. Maybe you're deciding, you know what, if I don't have to set up that tent and it's all going to be ready and there's like a meal or a breakfast, I think I could do that with
Absolutely.
The kids or with the grandkids, seniors. You
what
can bring out
adventure.
Some of these grandchildren and have a fun little, you know, bring out that foam padding or a
That's,
little portable
or even
bed.
Just a sleeping bag. Yeah. To have a throwback of this is what I used to do back in the day. Now, of course, the more party revelers are doing our bar crawl, and the finale will be at the Beer Pavilion, which is will be in Westside Park, and the band Bad Medicine is playing. Now, that's a Bon Jovi hit from back in the day. I wondered if it was a Bon Jovi cover band, but I guess they do a lot of classic rock and country and stuff like that. Now, in the 7 to 11 window of time for music on Saturday night, 90s Daughter is going to be the band. So we're excited about that, too. So I kind of am leading into the big day on Saturday.
Yes.
And we always start that with prayer, and I love it. There was some pastors, we used to call it an ecumenical service, because all the pastors in town, I believe there's 5 different places to worship, would come together. They'd all just take a different section of that. But what's happened, Mark, during COVID that we can't all get together? We can't, like it used to be, we'd go to different churches every day of the week during that final week of January and host and have a worship service in, you know, St. Pat's is my church in Tolono. And we'd have prayer there. And then over at the parish hall, we'd have all these treats. People used to say the Catholics had the best treats.
Well, and they say the Baptists have the best potlucks.
Oh. So in any case, it's going to be Gail Myers with the Methodist Church that has stepped up and said, I can be there. It's just that people are taking vacations and they're going on seminars, and I get it. Another thing I like to promote is the Presbyterian Church is helping with the grocery carts that they're pushing in the parade at 11 a.m. To help our giving place. And as you know, with your work at the Salvation Army, and so many people are giving and needing food these days. So if you want to bring some non-perishable food items to put in those grocery carts in the 11 a.m. parade, that would be awesome. And speaking of the religious side of things, St. Patrick's Church there at 212 East Washington is going to be a sensory-friendly zone. And so in that block between Elizabeth and Bourne Street on Washington, there's going to be no sirens. If there's any loud music and things like that, there's going to be markers on the parade site. So those entries turn it down and we can just have the friendly bubbles and the festive things, but not so scary for those people who have those kind of sensory issues. Now, St. Patrick's will also have, Anne has decided that she can help people between 10 a.m. and noon. The parade's at 11 in case they need to go in for the bathroom. And it's all on one level, and the water's there and stuff, too. So,
in case you just tuned in, Diane Ducey is my special guest on today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. We have Tolono Fun Days coming up this Friday and Saturday. And then in about a week or so, the Champaign County Freedom Celebration, a 4th of July event that you don't want to miss. So I want to make sure we have a few minutes to talk about the Champaign County Freedom Celebration. But Diane, I've known you as so community engaged. You're passionate about working with people, organizations, ministries. families. I know you have a heart for the Pregnancy Resource Center. We are talking about our mutual friend, Brandi Pierce, and how you're going to be a part of our audience of one as we prepare to have the Virginia Theater have a special, an evening of worship. Mm-hmm. I know later today we'll be meeting about that.
That's
and
right.
You're very community engaged. And I know you have a need for volunteers. Is it for Tolono Fun Days or more for the Champaign County Freedom Celebration?
Yes, to all of the above.
And so how
help all the time.
Okay, so how can people get in touch with you or Stevie J, or do they call you, website? What would you prefer?
Well, for Tolono Fun Days, it's tolonofundays.org. For the Champaign County Freedom Celebration, now you mentioned it's going to be a new month on Monday,
yes,
Mark.
Yeah.
So the 4th of July is Thursday.
Yep.
I am freaking out about this myself because I've got two back-to-back events that I'm helping out as a volunteer for the publicity side. So it's July4th.net, July the number 4, TH.net. Both of these websites and really any of these hometown festivals, they all need help. They all have online sources or Facebook pages. And all you do is send a message saying, hey, I have 2 or 3 hours. I wouldn't mind driving that 8-passenger golf cart
shuttle. Yeah, that's fun. That's exactly. A great job.
And we have a little bucket on there for the fireworks donations. If you happen to work your 6 people that are riding along from one side of Tolono to the other, I mean, it'd be awesome.
So tell us some of the responsibilities. And I love that you qualified. If it's just a couple hours one day,
that's
or you
right.
could work many hours or 2 or 3 hours every day. So walk through some of the tasks, because I would be a natural driving that golf cart.
There
I
you
love
go.
That.
Well, and maybe the ladies are interested in serving the pork sandwiches. We have pulled pork, and you have to scoop it out, and you have to wear the gloves, and sometimes that's the zone for people. That's not my zone, because if I drop it, I'm probably going to eat it. You know, that's not the
as long as it's 3 seconds or less, right?
Yeah. So, and you know, I'm not good with the money, but there are people who are good with the money. And, you know, these days, when you pass the bucket at some of the 4th of July or fireworks celebrations, we found it's less than $1,000. And these fireworks shows for Champaign, I think it's a 40 grand show. And less than $1,000 of cash, really, from all these people watching? And so then we're like, okay, let's pivot. Let's get a square. Let's get a QR code. But do you really want to navigate all that when you're with your family and sit there and try to scan? And they're on all the buckets. So really, you could donate online. You know, a lot of places have Venmo, or just go to the website and find out what the address is and simply mail in a check. And almost all of these organizations and festivals and fairs and 4th of July parties are 501c3 tax-deductible nonprofit organizations, and that's the case for Tolono Fun Day and the Champaign County Freedom Celebration. So where were we? We just had so many...
Oh, some different volunteer activities.
Oh, yeah.
So is there setup people needed? People hand out bottled water?
That's right.
Fireworks? People making sure nobody goes out onto the field?
That's like the parade marshals, for instance, will make sure the traffic doesn't, but we have barricades and stuff, so it's a pretty easy job on that one. And even like taking money and taking donations, selling raffle tickets. We have a cow drop where Liza the cow is going to come over by the petting zoo near the scout cabin in Westside Park. And when she goes number 2, if it lands on your checkered square, by golly, you're a winner.
Yeah. Listening friends, stop by TolonoFundays.org, TolonoFundays.org, and also July4th.net, July 4th. .net. Get involved, see what's happening, invite your friends, help build the enthusiasm, post it on your social media account, Facebook, let people know you're going to be attending, and make it a reunion, or get some friends together and rent that tent and get it all set up and have breakfast. That could be a lot of fun for the kids and grandkids, or just go as a family. You can go for a little while or stay all evening. It begins this Friday night at 5 p.m. That's Friday the 20th. 28th Tolono Fun Days. Give us directions, because there's a lot of people maybe driving from Danville or Springfield or Decatur. So where is Tolono?
Well, for me, off of I-57, it's the Monticello-Tolono exit, and that gets you within 3 miles once you tee into Route 45. If you're coming from Champaign, Route 45 is Neal Street. We're like probably 4 miles from Willard Airport, so that's a good locator. If you're coming off 57, it's the Pasotum-Tolono exit, and there's some construction on that bridge, so you have to be paying attention there. But most people these days just talk in their phone right. And say, take me to Westside Park, Tolono, and boom, you're there. Now, you might be walking a little bit, but we do have a parking lot that's special for people with disabilities. So if you have a handicap need or something, we have all our first responders there. We appreciate all the administration, our fire department and police helping us out, navigating a lot of these security issues. And we have an old-fashioned cakewalk that Arbor Rose has chipped into, so people could bake treats for that. Mm-hmm. At 2 o'clock if they wanted to.
And like, almost all of it's happening at Westside Park.
Yes.
And you have that shuttle going around.
We
so
do.
People that get parked, they can get onto a shuttle.
That's right. There's a Busey in downtown Tolono where you can park if you want to take that shuttle. And we're doing these helicopter rides in Eastside Park in the afternoon. And you can ride back and forth on the 8-passenger shuttle there too. Again, all this stuff is at TolonoFundays.org. And the 4th of July format on Thursday will be the 5K at 9:05, the parade at 11:05, and the evening program starts at 6. That has all kinds of things for the kids to do: the inflatables, the face painting, the balloons, the food trucks and things like that. But those fireworks at 9:15 are outstanding. And July4th.net, July4th.net for details on that. Man, the time has just flown by. I was all nervous, Mark, that we were getting all personal and religious,
but
we haven't had time.
I was going to come back to that. Jesus wept out of John 11:35, the shortest passage in the Bible, but knowing that you've had great parents that have modeled good Christian character,
yes,
and have had you affiliated with the church and involved with so many social and community programs.
That's what's made me the person I am today, learning all this faithful journey from my family, and especially my husband, Mike. I mean, obviously, he's picking up the pieces all the time because I'm like the Tasmanian devil, and he is just even keel. And my son Aiden has some autism disability stuff going on, and he's just so supportive for our family. He is my rock. I'm just so glad that God led us together in September of 2001. Actually, our honeymoon, Mark, was 9/11. We were supposed to fly out of New York City on that day.
Wow.
So
you'll never forget that.
Oh, my goodness. So we ended up renting a car and just driving home out of the New York City madness. Crazy.
Well, one of the things I had asked beforehand, what, if anything, would you like listeners to know about you that was not covered in the introduction? And I gave a real brief introduction, but you put, always had God in my life. And
always.
So that's been one of the things that has guided you to be so community involved. Mm-hmm. As you care for people, you want the best for them.
I sure do.
And you love pouring into Tolono Fun Days. And was it Stevie J that said Philo's the center of the universe? So I think if it was up to you, it'd be Tolono's the center of the universe,
and
right?
He says Philo is the center of the, and Tolono's a nice suburb of Philo.
Okay.
And all this other stuff. But we know Tolono's got it going on. We got the East-West tracks. We had Abe Lincoln even visit back in the day and do a speech there.
Yeah. Tolono Fun Days, listening friend, this Friday, 2 days away, beginning at 5 p.m. and then all sorts of activities all day Saturday, the 29th. Find out more at TolonoFundays.org, TolonoFundays.org. And just a week away, the Champaign County Freedom Celebration. Find out more at July4th.net, July4th.net, and you can enjoy it. It'll be a great family-friendly gathering, or come along with some of your single friends, or come along and make friends.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be alone on either of these forthcoming weekends. Tolono Fun Days starting Friday, and then the 4th of July, the Champaign County Freedom Celebration. I hope you'll join us.
May God bless our efforts.
Amen. Well, thank you, Diane, for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll have a meeting in a few hours here to plan out a special gathering premiering at the Virginia Theater. It's our Audience of One, kind of part two, where we're going to have a worship gathering and a special message to unify those in our greater Champaign-Urbana area. Nice. So more to say about that, but we'll be meeting in a few hours. So thank you, Diane, and thank you, listener, for being a part of today's broadcast. God's best to you. This is Mark Burns and Diane Ducey with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.